So I always think about, it was brought to my attention because me and a friend were conversing about, you know, family and things like that. How many of us, you know, including ourselves and not just putting other people out there or pointing the finger, but what will we have to answer about when it's time, when the rapture comes, when you die, when judgment day comes? Yes. So what will you have to answer about? Did you use your title to, you know, to get the things that you desired? Did you use your money to get the things that you desire? Did you use other people's weaknesses to get the things that you desire? Did you not follow the laws of the land? You know, what things will we have to answer about? What are those things? Because sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, and day to day we forget there's a God. We forget that God is still in charge. We forget that even though we can't see him and we woke up again another day, we take these things for granted. And God can actually leave you cold in your sleep one day, and you may never wake up. So what legacy will you have left on this earth? You know, and hopefully we hope that our children will, you know, lead the way and do the right thing going forward. But, you know, again, we don't know what our children will become, because just because they may look one way right now doesn't mean that they will be that way forever. If it's a situation where you're like, wow, I don't know, because, you know, when we have younger children, we don't know. When we have teenagers, we don't know, because teenagers are a whole nother entity, and it's unfortunate, but they are what they are, and that's what we were. We were teenagers at one point. We did what we wanted to do, you know. We acted the way we wanted to until we became grown and had experienced life and understood that things are going to change your mind, and you're going to grow up and you're going to mature in your thinking. But you hope that they will become mature in their thinking, you know. We can't continue to reward bad behavior. You have to let them know what it is, so that when they become adults and they have children, it won't be a repeated cycle, you know. But again, what things are we going to answer about? Have we in our hearts, you know, had that conversation with ourselves and with God and said, hey, you know what, God, I apologize for treating this person that way? Or have we had that type of relationship? You know, some people think that, you know, going to church gives you fire insurance, and it does not. It will not assure you fire insurance that you will not go to hell because you go to church. You know, if you don't have a relationship, if you have not accepted, you know, God as your personal Lord and Savior, and, you know, I understand Muslims call God Allah, that is fine. But, you know, I won't go into the whole Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, whom God had a covenant with. He had a covenant with Isaac as opposed to Ishmael. And Ishmael was one of Abraham's sons. But, you know, he did come through Abraham, who was a man of God. But anyway, on that note, what things will we answer about? You know, there's a lot. Everybody has skeletons. Everybody's doing some kind of weird thing. Some dirt, this, that, and a third. I met a young lady yesterday who says that she was able to leave her job of 20 years. And she started her own business with the health and wellness thing. And she helps young children who are obese. And I thought that that was, you know, pretty amazing, because a long time ago, I used to think about that when I thought about our adults who are huge and just don't know where and how to start, and they need motivation. And I wanted to do that. I mean, I still could, because basically you are just helping them tackle their thoughts, their ways of thinking, helping them to change their stinking thinking, because that's why they've become, you know, unhealthy in the first place. It was their thinking. And that's what happens. Even us who may look normal, we still have weird thinking when it comes to our eating habits. And we, you know, certain things will trigger us to want to eat more. You know, we might burn it more because our metabolism's higher, but that doesn't mean that our thinking doesn't need to change, because it really does. I mean, I find myself sometimes, if something's not going the way I want it to, I go grab a snack. And imagine the people who grab a whole snack, a whole meal, a whole damn Burger King. They order like all 10 meals and go sit down because things aren't going their way, or things just don't, they just can't seem to get motivated, you know. There's just a lot of things with people and their thinking. So I, you know, and that's where people drink. They drink and then drink and then drink and drink. And, you know, drinking is empty calories. You put on weight from drinking. Don't think you don't put on weight from not from drinking. I mean, you will put on weight from drinking. I curb mine. I don't do that every day. You don't find me every weekend like, oh my God, I got to have a drink. That's not my lifestyle. It really isn't. Because I want to live, and I don't want to look like I'm growing old, you know. Man, but what things will we have to answer about, you know? I will say this. I think the older we get, we start to realize things. And as you listen to my podcast, you see that I've realized things, and I'm helping you realize things. So, in a nutshell, I think that, you know, as we mature, we realize a lot. What seemed important maybe 5 or 10 years ago is not so important now. What seemed like a very stressful situation is not so stressful now. It is what it is, and we can only handle what we can handle and do what we can do, and we just keep moving forward. And it was one thing that this young lady that I met yesterday, whom said that she had quit her job of 20 years, she said, you're going to have to fire a lot of people. Man, if she ain't telling the truth, because what was that? About 2 days ago, I had to block and delete a guy and a girl. And I even find myself now starting to feel like there's still a whole lot of people I need to block and delete. And because in order to move forward, you know, you got to get some of the toxic situations out of your life and toxic people. Because some people really, even though some people say, oh, I'm all for you, they really are not. Because they don't want you to succeed more than what they have already succeeded. How about that? There's people out there, literally, who have their success and have their careers and have, you know, what they've desired and attained. And they see you and they say, wow, you've got a lot of power. And the problem with that is, people who don't have the type of aggression and, you know, the potential like you may have or that you have, they may have all these things, but then they're looking at you and still jealous of you because of they know that your potential could beat them out in this world in the blink of an eye. And then they can't use you anymore. They can't say things or feel like they're on top of the world around you anymore, because they see that you have the potential and you have the power. You have something that they wish they had. You know, everybody lacks something, right? Because I've seen, you know, I always used to look at situations like this. I used to look at people and I used to be like, wow, he's not that attractive, but his body, he'll work on his body. Now, I'll tell you what, there's people out here who know, they know, hey, I am not that fine, right? But they'll work on the things their personalities. They'll work on the inside. They'll change their outside. They'll change their physical appearance so that it becomes attractive. You know, I look at some women and say, ugh, she ain't attractive. But she goes, she works out. Her body is like, boom, pow, bang, all that. Then you got the cute in the face, thick in the waist chicks. You know, pretty in the face, pretty skin, but just big. And you're just like, wow, too bad you ain't balanced. Because if you were balanced, you'd be a bad ass. Not that she wouldn't be considered a bad ass to somebody who might still think, hey, she's a beautiful person. I don't care about her size. So X, Y, and Z. So that may be the case. But I think about that. Like, there are people out here in the world who literally only have what they have, and they know, hey, I'm lacking in this area, but I'm going to work on that to make myself fully attractive. Yeah, I met this one dude. It was like last year, or was it the year before? I think it was last year. I want to say it was really last year. He was not, when I saw a picture of him, he was not that attractive in the face. And some people think that they're okay, attractive in the face. But attractive in the face, I mean, you got nice eyes, nice lips, you know, a nice skin, you know, your eyes, your teeth, all that. Even when they laugh, you know, it's like, wow, that's a beautiful ass laugh, you know. Or his nose is nice. Like, I personally, okay, so check it out. Now, your nose, that speaks volumes for me too. Okay, call me shallow, whatever you want to call me. I'm cool with that. I'm so comfortable in who I am and how I am sometimes that, you know, I don't care if anybody's irked about it. Be irked. I mean, you're going to be more irked because you're going to hear this. His nose, if he's got like a nice nose and, you know, it's not all big and round and spread across his damn face, you know, things like that. But anyway, this guy, so he wasn't that bad, but his nose wasn't all that great. It was like, he did have like a fat, wide-ass, big-ass damn nose. But you look at his freaking body, and you be like, nigga, you knew you wasn't that attractive. Because this body is all that. And so you are... You are compensating for the thing that you know you are not so good at. So you know that you're not attractive. Like, some people will be like, all right, well, I'm just gonna make a whole lot of money. That's gonna make me attractive. Yeah, but that shit is fleeting, because you're gonna make all that money and then your body go to shit. And your skin is nothing, and you just let yourself go because you think, well, I got a lot of money, so I'm good. That don't make no fucking difference. Like, people still gonna look at you and be like, eh, yeah, I use him for his money. I'll use her for her money. You know, that's what some men do. They do. They will look at some chicks, big chicks, they got paper, and be like, fuck it, I'll fuck her. They will do her. Tell her all the things she want to hear. Make her feel like a queen. Okay? Make her feel like she is like, that's it. Because of her money. Make him feel like he's all that because of his money. But you know, after a while, that shit get old. And people that got money know, they end up becoming, they feel lonely. Because they know that people ain't going to use them but for their money. That's because they started out putting themselves out there because of their money. If you put yourself out there because of your money, then of course you're going to attract people according to what you put out there. So whatever you put out in the universe, that's what you're going to receive. So if you thought, hey, I'm going to do this, X, Y, and Z, you made up in your mind, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a lot of money, and my life is going to change, and I'm going to have a lot of people in my life. Okay, if that's what you think, but they're going to come and go, and you're going to be more hurt than the average bear and the average kangaroo, because I'm telling you right now, it doesn't last. So anyway, let me go back to this guy. Very nice. Like, he wasn't attractive, but his body was like, what in the and why? His body was banging. And anytime I tell you that, it was. I'm looking at your waistline. It wasn't too small. You know, some people, they get that real thin waist, and, you know, and but he had that perfect V. It was like the shoulders were broad. It went down his back. My God. I like backs. So, and I love thighs. I got a thing for thighs. Like, if you got nice, big, strong, oh my God, and calves. Because the whole thigh and the calf thing need to go together. Because I've seen some big thighs, and people just don't want to do, you know, the heel toe thing for their calves, which you need to do all day, every day, in order to build them joints up so you can look like you got some muscle back there. But that little thin little calf thing, and then the little thin long legs. I used to play ball. Okay, that's what's up. I used to play football, but where the fuck your muscles go? Because when you play football, you definitely using your thighs and your calves a lot. But anyway, as I was saying, so I'm like looking at dude like, yo, all right, I'm gonna give him a chance. I met him and he had an okay attitude, but he was a little tight. He was cheap and tight. Like, he was talking about his daughter. He had a teenage daughter, and how he was like, she doesn't need this, that, and the third. She will get that when, you know. And mind you, his daughter is doing very well in school. Very well. On a roll. And I think she was applying to, like, or being offered scholarships already. So what I'm saying is, so, you know, him being tight, maybe that helps kids start really going for the gusto, I guess, you know, because that's the way he was. And he was just tight, like super tight. You know, you could tell that, you know, he's spendthrift, he's saving his money. And I get it. You know, you got to build your life and you got to get all those things in order. I don't know, but if you're going to date, you definitely ought to be spending money, because you're taking a person out, you know, drinks, dinner, that shit can become expensive. And so that wasn't his thing. Like, he wasn't all about the drinks and the dinner. He was just all about, hey, I can entertain you, you know, without having to do that, you know. And that shit got old too, so I was like, But he had a banging body. So I will, you know, I will give credit where credit is due. His body was the best. And that was, and I was just like, you know, to be honest, I was just like, thank you. Because I thought, you know, even at my age, everybody around my age, man, I'm not seeing what I would like to see anymore. Everybody is like either going to be too slim or slim with a belly, no muscle, nothing, just nothing. I mean, if you're going to be slim, slim without the belly is cool. Just be slim without the belly. I don't know. But slim with the belly does look funny. Because when you take your clothes off, it's not all that attractive. It's like, can you stand in the mirror, look at yourself, and be like, oh my God, look at you. Some ladies going to like you now. And hopefully it's not because you got money, you know. Because everybody think when you get money, things change. It do change things, but that shit gonna be fleeting. That means these people that gonna come in your life because you got money and that's all you can really offer, like you're not that appealing to the eye, they gonna come and they gonna go, they gonna use you, you know. That it's just the way it is. And I look at, you know, people who are really, really thinking about what they can do to add to this universe. What can you add to this universe? You're making other people's dreams come true. Okay, that's what's up. That's, if that's all you can do, that's all you want to do, then hey, do you. That's not for me, especially not forever. And so I just think, what will we have to answer about? You know, family members will have to answer to God about everything that every decision that they've made. Every decision. And I'm going to tell you something. If you ever seen that movie, What Good May Come, and I think it's with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robin Williams. What Good May Come. That movie was deep. They showed hell. They showed being in limbo. They showed heaven. They showed a little piece of what you think heaven is. Whoever the writer was of that movie, they put in what they believe or what they thought it was. And Robin Williams' wife had died, and come to find out she wasn't necessarily in hell. I think she was in limbo, meaning in the middle, about to cross over to who knows. I think it would have been hell, because I think she committed suicide. I can't remember that entire plot, but I do know that seeing heaven, seeing hell, and seeing the middle. And imagine some of your family members, even ourselves, may find ourselves where we think, you know. And I understand different religions don't believe in heaven and hell, but guess what? There is a rapture. And again, Abraham did have a son named Ishmael. He may have came first, but God said, my covenant is with Isaac. Boom. So Ishmael, yeah, he Muslim. He said, I will make them a great nation. Not great like they will be fantastic. He says great meaning multiple. Many, great, lots, huge. There will be. But those people definitely they're considered the wild man according to the Bible, which means they run about and they do all that they want to do. And that whole worshiping the idol, that big rock that they worship. You go all the way there to kiss a rock. Child, if you can't just get on your knees and talk to the Lord and call it a day. But you got to travel to go kiss a rock, child. Mm-hmm. I know what God said about that in the Bible. That's all I'm going to say. But again, and so my whole thing is we're all going to have to answer to God about something. Something we have done, something we still doing, something we ought not be doing. Are you helping people who need help? Are you really there for the people who really... Are you considered... Are you really a friend? Are you a friend? You know, what is a friend? We done distorted friend in a lot of ways. My friend. But y'all, there's benefits. There's benefits. That's a friend? Man, we have distorted friendship, man. A friend needs you, they need you. They need help. They need your support. They need you to be their cheerleader. They don't need you to fuck them, whether it's good or bad. I'm just saying. A friend is supposed to be a friend who is there through thick and thin. Will listen. Even give you advice, sound advice. Will even give you their opinions and tell you about yourself when you need to hear it, because it is all necessary. That's what friends do. So, in a nutshell, it's like, what are you going to do? How are you going to treat people from this day forward? How are you going to, are you going to use your title? Are you going to use your money? Are you going to use your status to try to get things out of people? And to feel and to use them and dangle the carrot above their head, make them your little puppets to do what you want them to do, to get what you need to get out of them. We're all going to have to answer to that. You're going to have to answer to God when you treated your parents wrong. You're going to have to answer to God when you distanced yourself from people who may have needed you. You're going to have to answer to God for that, because, again, laws of the land. Honor thy mother and thy father. That is in the Bible. Honor them. Regardless of whether you like them or not, you honor them. You say, hey, they took care of me. They brought me up. They helped me to get with it. You didn't just happen. Yeah, God used an individual to bring you forth. Used two individuals to bring you forth. Here you are from your mother and your father. But to distance yourself... You know, as they get older, they still need you. You know, I think about the man a couple of doors down from here. I don't know how he really treated his wife. I don't know, but I've heard his son and him having huge arguments outside. And he was like, You was treating my mom wrong. You treated my mother wrong. The woman done died like several months ago. He's by himself. And I never see any of his children stop by to say hi or bring him a bag of groceries. Even if you brought your parents a bag of groceries and then just rolled out like, hey, just stop by, checking on you, hope all is well. I don't know. I mean, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor them. You ain't got to like them or like what they did back in the day. You ain't got to. But to just be, just, I don't know. Like, I wonder what people think. And I think it is that we've gotten so complacent. We get comfortable. Hey, God ain't here yet. It ain't happened. I'm cool. And when it do, we speaking all this stuff like we big and bad. But come judgment day, you ain't going to be big and bad. You're going to be a whole different spirit. A whole different spirit. I apologize. I'm so sorry. It's too late. So, yeah. What's that big and bad thing? Oh, it ain't happened yet. Well, I'ma have to deal with it. You ain't gotta tell me. You ain't my judge. You don't judge me. I know what I'm doing. And if God is gonna judge me, he is going to judge you. He's gonna judge all of us. So that whole big and bad conversation that people be having. Well, you ain't gotta tell me. I already know what I need to do. You worry about you. You worry about you. No, I'm worrying about us all because, again, if we're family or we are friends, I'm concerned for you. I'm concerned for me. I want to make sure that my circle, yo, we in the clear. Let's clear this thing up and get it right. How you treated your children? How are you treating your children when God made you the responsible adult, the caretaker of children? How are you treating them? Your parents birthed you, gave you life. Look how you treat them. You ain't got to talk to them. If you don't like the way they are or the way they have done you or the way they have treated you 35 years ago, 45 years ago, my God, because some people, it goes way deeper than that. They be like 4 and 5 years old. I remember when she yelled at me. Okay. I don't know what parent hasn't yelled. And yes, some parents have said some really awful things. I get it. But I tell you what, you just got to be more aware of how you do things and how are you living this life and how you're treating people. Are you using your title, your status, or your money to get what you want out of people? Are you really a friend? Do you call people up and say, hey, do you need something? Let me help you out here. Is it something you need me to do for you? You know, are you really a friend? You know, people do check on people, like, and that's cool. But sometimes I think what we get misconstrued is friendship. Because, again, we have distorted it. It has been changed because of the way people have done it, and friends have now become friends with benefits and X, Y, and Z, or, you know, the person ain't got that much like you, you use their weakness as for your demise, you know, to get what you want, to get what you need, you know, and I don't know, what is a friend, but what will we all answer about in our lives? What will we answer about? What will we have to, because we're going to have to answer to God about some things. Absolutely. Signing off.